And he's going to continue to have a fellowship with us about this discipline of Jacob.
我们知道一个好的父母他会管教自己的孩子。
We know that the good parents will discipline their children.
而不会无原则的溺爱他们。
Will not just show their love in without principle.
同样神对他喜爱的孩子他也要管教而不会任凭他们。
Just the same way our Father in heaven also will discipline their children with principle.
在旧约里面讲到当大卫王他错误的数点了神的百姓的时候。
In the Old Testament, it's talking about a story about David, the king, and when they count the people, their armies.
神让大卫从三样灾祸当中挑一样。
And God asked David to choose three options of plague.
大卫回答说
And David said,
我愿落在耶和华的手里。
I'd rather fall into the hands of the Lord.
因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
Because he has some merciful grace.
我不愿落在人的手里。
I'd not like to fall into the hands of man.
这是一位懂得神心意的人。
Because David really knows the heart of God.
这也是一位甘愿接受神管教对付的人。
Also, he's willing to accept the discipline from God.
请我们再将第三节和第五节唱一遍。
Can we just sing the verse 1 and verse 5 again?
Hope, firm until the end.
但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And here it says, Christ as a son over his house means that he supervises or he rules or he disciplines.
这讲到说神，基督是儿子，他治理神的家，所以他要管理一切的事情，管教一切的事。
Let's turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音三章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Verse 26.
从二十六节开始。27. 二十七节。
26 and 27. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him.
第二十六节，就来见约翰说，拉比，以前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那一位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
And John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless he has been given him from heaven.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
And let's repeat that phrase. A man can receive nothing unless it's been given him from heaven.
我们再重复一下二十七节的后半段，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
Let's turn to Genesis.
让我们打开启创世纪。
Again, let's read some story of Jacob.
让我们来再看看雅各的一些故事。
25, Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章。
And verse 24.
第二十四节。
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
And now the first came forth red, all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。
Afterward, his brother came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。
So the meaning of Jacob is holding on to grasp.
雅各的意思就是要抓住。
to get something that for himself.
就是要抓住什么东西使他自己可以得到。
And let's turn to 27.
第二十七节。
Chapter 27.
哦，第二十七章。
Verse
36. 36节。
Then he said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing.
以扫说，他名雅各，岂不是正对吗？因为他欺骗了我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的福分。
And let's turn to chapter 31.
31章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Chapter 31, verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what belonged to our father, he has made all this wealth.
31章第一节。雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说，雅各把我们父亲所有的都夺去了，并借着我们父亲的得了这一切的荣耀。
And let's turn to chapter 32.
第三十二章。
verse 3.
第三节。
Then Jacob sent messengers before him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom.
雅各打发人先往西尔地去，就是以东地，是他哥哥以扫。
He also commanded them, saying, Thus you shall say to my lord Esau, Thus says your son Jacob, your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed until now.
吩咐他们说，你们对我主以扫说，你的仆人雅各这样说，我在拉班那里寄居，直到如今。
I have oxen and donkeys and flocks and male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight.
我有牛、驴、羊群、奴婢，现在打发人来报告我主，为要在你眼前蒙恩。
Verse 6, the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to your brother Esau, and furthermore, he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him.
所打发的人回到雅各那里说，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着400人正迎着你来。
Verse 7, then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people who were with him,and flocks and herds and camels into two companies.
雅各就甚惧怕而且忧烦，便把那与他同在的人口和羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队。
For he said, If Esau comes to the one company and attack it, then the company which is left will escape.
说以扫若来击杀这队，剩下的那一队还可以逃避。
And verse 9, Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you.
雅各说，耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你。
I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. For with my staff only I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies.
你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队。
Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me,and the mothers with the children.
求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子和儿女一同杀了。
For you said, I will surely prosper you and make you descendants at the sand of the sea, which is too great to be numbered.
你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙， 多得不可胜数。
And let's turn to verse 24.
那我们再看24节。
Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak.
只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
And he saw that he had not prevailed against him. He touched the socket of his thigh, so the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob."
那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。
And he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed."
那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
Then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask me my name?" And he blessed him there.
雅各问他说，请你将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。
So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved."
雅各便给那地方起名叫比鲁伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh.
日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过皮鲁伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh in the sinew of the hip.
故此以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you for bringing us together today.
父，我们实在是再一次感谢你，把我们聚集在你面前。
Oh, may you open our eyes and open our ears.
哦，愿意你再次开启我们心中的眼睛，开启我们的耳朵。
So that everyone here can truly see the Lord and hear Him.
所以我们可以真正的看到我们的主，听到他。
May the Holy Spirit explain your word in our heart.
愿圣灵把他的话语检视在我们的心里。
Convey your truth in our heart.
把你的真理传递到我们的心里。
So we can be brought into your light and repent and receive the Lord Jesus, His grace.
所以使我们可以带到你的面前，在你面前来忏悔，可以看到我们的主。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Then Lord, give us time again to share the story of Jacob.
我再次感谢主，把给我们机会来分享雅各的生命。
We know that God.Has a special way to convey His truth to us.
我们都知道，神有他自己特别的方法，把他的真理传递给我们。
He likes to use a story of a person.
他常常用一个人的一生。
Or through the life of a nation.
或者说，借着一个国家的整个历史。
So the eternal truth is living.
所以说，真理永远的真理实在是个活的真理。
For example, in Genesis.It can be divided into two greater parts.
所以我们可以，比如说在创世纪，我们可以把它分成两个主要的部分。
First part has a four great events.
那在前一个部分有四件很重要的事情。
And it's a creation, fall, flood, and Tower of Babel.
那么这四件事情就是创造、堕落。然后是洪水，还有最后的巴比塔。
And then second part contains four characters.
那在后半部分呢，又有四个人。
And these are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
雅各，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟。
First four events, the great events of human history, covers from chapter 1 through 11.
那么前面的第一个部分的四件事情呢，占了前创世纪的前十一章。
But when God wants to talk about four characters, He used from chapter 12 until the end of Genesis, that is the chapter 40.
那么在讲到后半部分的这四个人来说呢，他却从十二章一直到最后的四十章，用了这么长的一个篇幅来讲到这四个人。
So he used more portion of Genesis to tell us about the characters.
所以他在创世纪里面用了更多的笔墨来描述这四个人。
He talked about Jacob more than creation, more than fall, more than flood.
他在讲到雅各的时候，远远的那个笔墨远远超过了前面所说的创造那个洪水和其他的一切。
So you and I can know immediately where God wants to put His focus on.
所以说从这一点我们就可以看到说主的中心他的重点是在什么地方。
So we see that from the life of Jacob.
那么我们从雅各的生命呢
？Let's learn some lessons.
可以学到很多的功课。
Let's learn some truth about our life.
可以学到关于我们生命里边的一些真理的。
The eternal truth.
那个永久永远的真理。
And last time we mentioned that in the Jacob, there's the discipline of the Lord.
当然，我们上一次在讲到说雅各他自己的生命的时候，我们常常讲到说神在他身上有很多的那个管教。
And we look at the first aspect of it.
我们已经看过了前半部分的管教。
And this time, I'd like to share with you the other aspect of the discipline from the Lord.
那这次我们要看后面的第二部分的关于神在对他这个人的管教。
Actually, John the Baptist summarized this truth for us in John the Gospel.
在约翰福音里边，施洗约翰实际上用个很简单的词，简单的一句话，把雅各的这个后半部分的这个管教综合起来，用一句话。
That is, John the Baptist said, "A man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven."
也就是施洗约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得到什么。
So we'd like to see from the life of Jacob how true it is.
那我们就来回过来看看雅各他的生命怎么样来证实刚才说的这是真是正确的。
And how true it is in your life.
那么是对我们自己的生命又是如何的真实。
And God wants to share that light, that truth in our life today.
那同样的，神实在是要借着这些来使我们生命也得到经历到这些。
So let's start with this life of Jacob.
让我们开始从雅各的生命来看一看是怎么回事。
And why God wants to discipline us?
我们知不知道为什么神要管教我们？
God disciplines us for our own good.
因为实在是为着我们的益处。
We don't like to hear about discipline.
我们实在不太喜欢被管教。
Because God says, you know, when a person is under discipline,You know, he didn't feel well.
神自己也说，人在被管教的时候，他实在是心里愁烦。
But we know that discipline is for our own good.
但是我们深确信，这个管教对我们是有益处。
The parents discipline their children.
就像父母亲管教自己的孩子。
And they said, "Oh, you cannot eat ice cream until you finish dinner."
就像说，你不能在吃饭之前就开始吃那个冰淇淋。
But this is for children's own good.
因为实在说对孩子有好处。
Because we want them to grow healthy with the regular food instead of ice cream.
我们实在是希望孩子们应该吃一些比较健康的食物，以至于他们身体可以长得更好一点。
And we ask children not to watch TV or play games until they finish their homework.
同样的，我们也跟小孩子说，你们不能看太，在你们把家庭作业做完之前，不要去看电视，也不要去玩那种游戏。
Because that's for their own good. Let them learn.What is more important, and they should focus on important things first.
当然，这也是为了他们的好，因为我们希望他们学会要把最重要的事情要放在第一位来首先做。
I believe that everyone has potential and have gift from the Lord.
我们都相信每一个人在神那里都得到一份恩赐。
But the difference is, if you're able to use that gift.
那么最大的不同是乃是在于我们怎么样去使用我们的那份恩赐。
If you are wasting God's gift on you,
当神把他的恩赐赐给你，如果你把这个浪费掉了的话
，I think this is a very crucial point in that if you can use it or waste it depends on if you suffer discipline or not.
那么你能不能善用神给你这个恩赐，乃是取决于你愿不愿意接受神的管教。
And only through the discipline.We can make a best of us.
因为也只有借着经过管教以后，我们才能够自己 的那个恩赐被充分的发挥出来。
All the parents need to discipline our children.
所有的父母亲都要管教孩子。
If we don't discipline our children, it is actually harm them.
如果我们不管教孩子的话，实际上对孩子来说是有害处的。
They have a problem all through their life.
那么他们的一生中就会充满了很多的难处和问题。
They're going to have a problem in school.
在学校里，他们一定会有难处。
And if they work, they'll have a problem with their colleagues.
那么在工作中，他们也对会跟同事之间相处有问题。
And they have a problem with their wife, with his own family or her own family.
同样，在他今后的家庭生活中，给儿女的相处，给妻子的跟配偶的相处也是很困难。
So God, for our own good, God has to discipline us.
同样的，就着神来说，也是为了他，为了我们的益处，他必然要管教我们。
And that discipline is out of love.
就着管教来说，实在是因为爱的缘故。
All parents know that when we discipline our children, we wish that they know it is out of our love for them.
同样的，当我们管教孩子的时候，我们是多么的希望我们的孩子们明白，我们是为了爱来管教。
When they're sad, we're sad as well, but we wish that they know it is out of our love to them.
在管教的时候，我们看到他很沮丧的时候，我们实际上我们心里也是难受的，但是我们实在是希望他看着我们的那份爱。
And when we share the discipline of God on Jacob's life, it is hard.
同样的，当我们在要想来分享雅各他所受的管教的时候，我们常常看到确实是很难的。
It is a hard part of the Bible.
因为这在圣经来说，这个部分确实也是比较难懂的。
But I let one sister and friends know that God is out of His eternal love to discipline Jacob.
实在说来，我们希望弟兄姊妹我们都能够明白。当我们看到神在如何管教雅各的时候，实在是我们要看到神那个永恒的爱。
Bible has an easy part. It's a God loved the whole world. He gave His only begotten Son.
圣经里边有很多我们听起来很悦耳的，就是神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子都赐给了我们。
But this is the hard part.
但是还有另外一部分是很难听的。
And this is all of His love.
那部分同样也是出自于他的爱。
And discipline is also for a purpose.
同样的，管教还有另外一个原因，就是在管教的后面还有一个目的。
If you have a great enterprise on this earth, like Bill Gates, say.
想想看，假如我们在地上有一个很大的家庭，我们家族有个很大的企业。
And you have children, you hope that your children one day will take your place to manage this enterprise for you.
当然，你希望你的孩子长大以后，将来有一天可以继承你的产业，你的那个企业。
So you discipline them.
因此，因着这个原因呢，你就要从小就要训练他们，管教他们。
We know that once upon a time, the richest person in America is a Rockefeller.
我们都知道在，很早以前，在美国最富有的那个人叫洛克菲勒。
And he knew that if his children is not disciplined, they're going to be crushed under this wealth that he accumulated.
因为他深深的知道。如果他不好好的管教他的子女的话，将来有一天他的子女会被他本人的财富，就是这个父亲的财富，给惯坏了。
So he'll do more harm to his children, than good.
他的财富将跟他子女带来的是更大的灾难，而不是好处。
So he start to give them allowance.
所以说。他那个时候就开始给他们一点点小的零花钱。
He wants to discipline them so they can have this habit and heart to give out whatever they have.
就说要
to give away.
让他们学会怎么样能够把钱能够用出去。
So he always gives the allowances on Sunday.
他往往是在星期天的时候给他的子女一点零花钱。
And because they know, the children know, once on Sunday morning, before they go to church, they all get their allowance for the week.
所以他们的孩子都很清楚，在星期天的早上的时候，他一定从父亲那里能够得到一点点的零花钱。
Because the first thing they will do to the money they receive is to give tithe, to give out tithe in the church.
也就是说，当他们的子女拿到这份钱的时候，他第一件要做的事情就是来到教会。他要把一部分钱奉献出来在教会里。
So that's Rockefeller's way to discipline his children.
那么这是洛克菲勒先生用的一种方法来教育他的孩子。
So all his children knew that they can only receive the money on Sunday only.
他们的孩子洛克菲勒先生，他们的孩子都知道，只有在星期天的时候，他们才会得到钱。
And the first thing they need to do is to give away 10% of their money.
而当他们得到钱的第一件事情，就是要从中取出十分之一来奉献出来。
So in Jacob's life, we see that how God disciplined Jacob to learn the very important lesson in a life.
同样在雅各的生命中，我们也看到说神是怎么样来一点一点的带领他。
We know Jacob has ambition and the persevering character to get what he wanted.
我们都知道雅各有一个很大的特点，就是他有一个很顽强的心，一个要想拼命要想抓住自己想要抓住的东西。
So before even he was born, he liked to be a firstborn.
同样的，你们看到的，当从他出生的那天开始，他就一定要想自己成为第一个先被生出来的。
And he fought in his mother's womb to be a first.
他在妈妈的那个肚子里边的时候，就千万和他哥哥的要想争谁先出来。
When his brother came out first, he won't be give up. He hold on to his brother's heel and came out.
最后他的哥哥是先出来的，结果你看他的手还要抓住他哥哥的脚后跟，要想一逮着他。
So what a strange scene that day people see.
那天你看发生了什么事情，确实想起来是很奇妙的一件奇怪的一件事。
And we know that his brother said he eventually get the birthright and get the blessing of the firstborn from his brother.
而且他哥哥也深受其害，他哥哥知道这个雅各是怎么样从他哥哥的身上把他的那个长子的名分还有他父亲对长子的那个祝福被偷窃过来了。
So he deceived his brother and to get his birthright and the blessing of firstborn.
他欺骗了他哥哥，使他可以得到那个长子的名分，并且得到那个祝福。
So his brother vowed to kill him one day once his father is dead.
所以说他的哥哥感到非常愤怒，下决心当他父亲死了的时候，他哥哥要把弟弟杀了。
And we know that the Laban also.He will become very rich. He actually take all the wealth of his uncle Laban and make it become his own.
同样，我们也知道雅各对他的舅父舅舅是怎么样做的。他把他舅舅的所有的东西都偷偷的占为己有。
So Laban's sons were very jealous. Says, "All his wealth is from my father."
所以他舅舅拉班的儿子们非常气愤，说：“你看，这个雅各所得到一切都是从他父亲来的，都是他舅舅那儿来的。”
So from this gain, from what we want, from what we have, God wants us to show us the lesson. Unless it is given him from heaven, a man can receive nothing.
从这些事情上，我们实在要学到教，在我们自己的身上，我们要看到我们所拥有的一切，如果不是从天上来的话，都是无意义的。
We know that we're here, we strive, we will try to get something for us.
我们都知道我们在地上的时候，我们希望能够得到一些东西。
To fulfill some dreams.
所以我们可以达到我们那个梦想的一些目标。
And God wants to speak to us in this process.
神通过这些事情要告诉我们。
He said, let's look at our life.
让我们来看看我们自己的生命。
Let's take our life from two extreme points.
让我们看看我们的生命，我们从两个极端来看。
One is starting point of our life, that's our birth.
第一个极端就是关于我们从出生，从生下母腹里边生下来那一刻算起。
And another is end point, that's when we die.
另外一个极端就是我们死的那一刻。
Nobody came to this world and bring something to this world.
在我们出生的那一刻的时候，我们都知道，没有人从母腹出来的时候，带来了什么东西。
We're born into this world naked.
我们实在是赤裸裸的来到这个世上。
And when we leave this world, we cannot take anything with us.
同样，当我们死的时候，当我们离开这个世界的时候，也没有任何东西我们可以带着走。
Like Brother Robert, she always say, "Is there anyone here among us who was born with diapers on?"
就像有的弟兄他跟我们分享说。在座的每一个人，我们有没有说，当从母腹里生下来的时候，我们已经有尿片子已经在身上了，穿在身上了。
And when we leave this world, nobody can take anything, even a small credit card. You cannot take it with you.
同样的，我们每在座的每一个人，有谁可以当离开离世的时候，我们手上可以攥着那个信用卡带着走
？Even though how unwilling you want to give up.
尽管在那个在要去世的时候，我们是多么不情愿的。 把一些我们所有的东西放弃。
But you have to let go of everything.
你必须要把一些东西都放弃。
So from this start point and end point, you know that it is all zero.
所以我们可以看见，从开始到结到末了，我们实在都是穷的。
And in between these two points, they would like to get something and lose something eventually.
那么在这两个点之间呢，我们是希望能够得到一点东西，也失去一些东西，反正这个循环里面。
But eventually, the life is a loss.
最终我们会看到说，生命是要结束的。
So in this life, in this between these two points, God wants to show us through the gains and loss of our life, this very important lesson.
那么神实在是要借着我们，通过我们的生和死这两点之间。这个循环失去和拥有的循环是我们学到一个很重要的功课。
If we have a gospel friends, through your gains and losses, God will show that life is empty.
比如说实在是要让我们那些在我们中间的牧道有能够看见我们在我们身上的失去失落来看到一个很重要的原则。
You know, before I became Christian,The thing that I knew about this life was it is so empty, no meaning in this life.
在我还没有成为基督徒之前，我对这个我的生命的看法就是觉得毫无意义。
So hopefully that they will drive you to seek the Lord, seek the deeper meaning of your life.
而这样的看见可以使我们来寻找生命的真理是什么。
And at this point, Jacob in the chapter 22.
那么在第二创世纪第二十二章的时候，我们看到雅各。
We know that he got everything that he had。
在那个时候，我们都知道他得到了三十二章，得到了一切他想要得到的东西。
He got the birthright of firstborn。
他已经得到了长子的名分。
That's his position。
这是他的地位。
And he got the blessing of firstborn。
他得到了长子的双份的祝福。
That's the inheritance.
那是相当于一个遗产。
And he got the woman that he loved as his wife.
他得到了他所要爱的那个女人。
And that's love.
那是爱。
And he also has 11 sons and one daughter.
而且他有了十一个孩子和一个女儿。
That speaks of strength.
他是他的强盛。
If you have 11 sons, nobody...Dare to pick on you.
他好像是一种强盛的表征，因为你想想，你有十一个儿子的话，谁敢欺负你啊
？And he got this great wealth.
他有很多的财富。
So he had a position, he had inheritance, he has a love life, he has a good family, and he had wealth.
你看见了，他已经拥有了地上的一切财富、地位、家产，还有那个儿女，所有的一切。
If we got everything Jacob had.What else do you want in this life?
想想看，如果是我们已经得到像雅各所要得到的，已经得到的那些东西，我们还缺乏什么呢
？And he was on the way back home.
在这个时候，雅各开始要想回到他父的家里。
And we also know that Jacob worked very hard to get what he had.
当然，我们都知道雅各那个时候所拥有的一切，实在说来是他自己艰苦奋斗得到的。
And he spent 20 years work night and day and night to get what he had.
他竟花了二十多年的时间，没日没夜的去努力去奋斗，才得到他那个时候得到的一切。
As a lot of brothers, sisters, and friends, we work very hard to have what we have today.
同样的，我们今天对于我们在座的来说。我们也是，我们只有拼命去努力，才能够得到我们今天所要得到的那一点点。
So the harder it takes us to get, the more precious it seems to our heart.
当我们感觉到自己花了很大的力气去得到的东西的时候，我们往往会特别去珍重那些东西。
So all that Jacob had is very precious to Jacob.
所以说，对于雅各来说，他当时所有的那一切来说，对他来说是非常非常宝贵的。
So on his way home, he sent his servant to tell his brothers, I'm home.
所以当他在从那个舅父那儿要回到自己的父家的时候，他首先打发人去告诉他哥哥说他要回家了。
But the servant bring him a news.
可是在这个时候，那个仆人给他带来一个不好的消息。
He said, your brother will also come to meet you.With the 400 men.
他说你的哥哥带着400个人 朝你奔来，朝你来了。
But sister, that means Esau came to fight him.
实在说来，那个时候意味着以扫他的哥哥可能要击杀他。
Do you remember that Abraham? How many men that Abraham took him with him, to fight the four kings?
我们知不知道在圣经里面有个在创世纪有个故事，就是亚伯拉罕要击杀那四个王的时候，他是五个王的时候，他是带了300多少人去的。
You give up the answers. How many people did Abraham bring with him when he fight the four kings?
知不知道那个时候亚伯拉罕带多少的人去击杀那四个王的？
And at that time, it's a tribal era, right? It's a tribe, it's a city nation.
因为那个时候那些国那个地上都是使一个游牧部族，一个部族的。
He took with him 318 men.
他带着有318个人去的。
And they can wage a war, international World War I with the 318 men.
就借着这300多个人，他开兴起了一场战争。
And see, look at this. Esau brought 400 men come to see Jacob.
在这个时候，以撒带着400个男丁。要来朝着雅各这儿奔来。
So Jacob knew immediately in his heart, he came to fight him.
这个时候雅各心里很明显的一个直觉就是他来是要来。
He came to attack him to his family.
他来实在是要把他和他的家都要给灭掉。
So all these things that he obtained, all these things he worked so hard for, now at the brink of losing all.
这个时候雅各实在是感觉到说他这多年来辛苦奋斗所拥有的这一切在这个时候可能就要失去了。
His heart melted.
想想看这个时候的心他的心是否都融化了。
All these things that he worked so hard for.
想想看他这么多年来辛辛苦苦的工作。
He'll lose them all tonight.
在一天之内就要完全丧失掉。
So that's the give God a time to work in His life.
就在这个时候，神就找到了机会，要给他一个功课。
And he prayed to the Lord.
这个时候，雅各向神祷告。
Ask God to remember him.
让神纪念到他。
Ask God to remember God's promise to him.
让神纪念到他，神曾经向他的应许。
Dear brothers and sisters, you have to imagine that you're in that Jacob's place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们实在是要自己把自己放在雅各的那个位置上来想象当时的情景。
The job you worked so hard for many, many years, you're going to lose it.
想想看，我们花了多少年的功夫来得到今天我们的那个位置。
And a promotion you worked so hard for, planned so many years, now it's gone.
想想看，我们今天所被提升到的那个位置，都是我们心血所换来的。
And a college application you worked so many years, for the admission to that college, and now it's gone.
或者说，我们是花了多长时间去学习，才希望能够进到一个学校里去。
And the love relationship you were cultivated for many years, now it's gone.
想想看，我们是都花了多长时间去追求那个幸福、那个爱，在一夜之间可能就要失去。
And tonight you're going to lose them all.
在今晚上，一晚上的时间就会失。
Everything you have worked so hard for so many years.
想想看，我们这么长的时间，这么辛苦的赚来的。
You see that Jacob, when Jacob told us how hard he worked for all his wealth, he said, "For 20 years, you changed my wages 10 times."
想想看，雅各在回忆他怎么样得到今天所得的一切的时候，他想起他舅舅连续10次那个改变他的工钱。
Every time that his uncle changed his wage in order for him to work for him free.
因为每一次他舅舅在改变他工钱的时候，都希望他白白的为他的舅舅工作。
And he said that during the day the heat consumed him.
他说他自己说。你看我白天的时候我被那个烈热所熏烤。
And at the night, the frost.
晚上我被寒冷所覆盖。
So for 20 years, he endured hardship to get all that he had today.
实在说呢，二十多年的功夫，二十年的劳苦换来今天的一点东西。
And he worked for 14 years for his wife.
他为他的妻子们花了十四年的那个苦功。
Now it come to an end.
最后要化为灰烬。
He will lose them all.
他会把这一切都会丧失的干净。
Why God allowed that to happen?
为什么这个时候是神让他看到这些呢？
God want to teach him and us that no matter how hard you work, unless God bless it, you're going to lose it in the end.
神实在在这个时候是要告诉雅各一个功课，同样也是对我们今天的人来说也是同样的功课，就是说除非神祝福，否则我们所得到的一切都会化为乌有。
A man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven.
也就是说，若不是从天上来的，人不能得着什么。
We need God's blessing to keep what we have.
我们实在需要神的祝福，使我们可以保守，使他可以保守我们所得到的一点点。
You know, Jacob is very smart guy.
我们都知道雅各是个非常聪明的人。
And he had this persevering character.
因为他实在有个非常忍耐、坚忍的毅力。
I remember when I was in school, that every morning we have to recite some phrases.
我都知道，当我在学校里边上还在上学的时候，每天早上我们都会在记一些单词。
That the mother of success is perseverance.
那么要成功的话，我们必须要忍耐着坚持下去。
And Jacob has everything.For him to be successful.
雅各实在说来，他有了天性，他的天性有了一切可以成功，但他的一切东西都可以帮助他能成功。
But today, he learned a hard lesson.
但是就在那个时候，他学到一个很重的功课。
He'll lose all of them.
他把他辛苦赚来的一切
，including
化为灰烬
，including his own life.
包括他自己本人的生命。
And that night.God came to him.
就在那一天的晚上，神临到，神跟他面对面。
God came to him in the form of man.
神借着一个人的样子给他显现。
And God came to wrestle with him.
神下来要给他摔跤。
And I think somehow Jacob knew this man who came to wrestle with him is not a regular man.
我不知道是为什么，但是雅各在摔跤的时候，他一定感觉到给他摔跤的那个人不是一般的人。
I know that the man, the angel of God actually, or Lord Jesus in the Old Testament, he came, it's not to win the game, win the wrestling.
我们知道，当我们相信那个人实在出来是我们的主耶稣基督，所以他那个时候来，他不是要来打赢那个，那把那个摔跤要战胜雅各。
Because God can just touch his thigh and he become limb.
因为你看到，实际你看到，当那个天使摸了他大腿窝一下，他就变瘸了。
So even before the wrestling start, he can lose the game already.
所以我们都知道，就是那个神来说，当只要稍微动一下，那个 game 他就会赢得雅各。
The why God came to wrestle with him.
那么为什么我们知不知道为什么神在那个时候要和他摔跤呢？
God want to show us a lesson.
神实在说来是希望让我们学到，从中学到一个功课。
God tell us that no matter how hard you wrestle, you want to get, you try your best.
神实在让我们知道，不管我们尽了多大的努力，要想在那场摔跤比赛中要赢得那场比赛。
It's by the grace of GodUnless it's from grace of God, you will not get it.
除非是神自己的恩典，我们是得不到任何东西的。
So even Jacob perseveres throughout the night. He wrestled. He will not give up.
所以我们看到在那天晚上，雅各是拼命的摔跤，想要得赢。不管他怎么摔跤，他最后还得赢了。
So God said, you know, let me go. Day breaks. You know, the game is over. Let me go.
在摔跤的完了的时候，神说：“你让我走吧，因为天要快亮了。”
And Jacob learned somehow he knew this is God, so he said, "No, no, 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 I cannot let you go."
雅各在那个时候说：“他说 他知道那跟他摔跤的那个对象不是一般的人，所以他说不不不，你不能走。
All my life is like wrestling.
我就对他来说，他的一生都好像是一个摔跤的比赛。
He persevered. He won't give up.
因着他自己坚韧的毅力，他不绝不愿意放弃。
But now he's gonna lose everything.
因为他知道他所面临的就是他一切所拥有的都要很快就要失去。
And he said, "Unless God you bless me, I will not let you go."
所以在那个时候，他知道，除非神祝福他，否则他绝对不会放弃。
So he learned this lesson.
所以说，在那个时候，他学会了这个功课。
That it is indeed, we have to rely on God's blessing.
也就是说，我们除非我们把自己的依靠放在神自己的身上。
How many times we have to learn this lesson?
知不知道我们？有多少次我们要学这么这个功课
？And you work so hard for a job, you work so hard for something, and it's from outside you seem to have it.
就是我们来说，我们自己花了多少的心血、多少的时间去努力要得到一些东西啊？就外面来说，好像我们是得到了。
But before you know it, it's gone.
但是突然之间，你就发现，当你还没有意识到的时候，突然这个工作就没了。
So it applies to our job, our family, everything that we would like to have in this life for ourselves.
这个原则不光是对于我们个人，对于我们的家庭，以及我们所有的周围的一切都是同样的。
So God wants to tell us that we have to seek the heavenly blessing first.
所以说神在这实在是要告诉我们，我们第一首先要寻求的乃是从天上来的那个祝福。
And God's blessing is not only for these things that we like to have, but also for our services in the church for the Lord.
神对我们的祝福不光是就着我们个人所要拥有的那一些来一些东西来说的，同样对我们在教会里面的服事也是同样的一个原则。
Remember that John the Baptist, when he said this word, it's about the service.
记不记得当约翰施洗约翰在提到这件事情的时候，也是叫关于到他在地上的服事。
His disciple came said, "You know, Jesus baptized more people than you do."
因为他的门徒在那个时候来到施洗约翰的面前，告诉他说：“你看那个耶稣，他施洗的人比你现在还多。”
Aren't you jealous?
你是不是感到有点嫉妒呢？
Can you do something about it?
你能不能做点事情来挽回这个结局？
And John says, "No, no, no."
施洗约翰在那个时候他说不是这样的。
No man can receive, a man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven.
施洗约翰说除非是从天上来的人不能得着什么。
Many brothers and sisters, they love the Lord, they serve the Lord in the church.
我们都知道很多弟兄姊妹在教会里边热心的侍奉神。
But they only see their own ministry.
但是他就着他来说他只看到的是他那一点点服事。
They want their service become the most prominent a ministry in the church.
他希望他自己的那点服事在教会里面是变得最重要。
They fail to see the other places, brothers and sisters, to serve the Lord humbly.
常常很难看见别的弟兄姊妹的服事。
They want the spotlight.
他们希望他们的服事成为教会的一个耀眼的地。
And they want to have influence in the church.
他希望弟兄姊妹都能够看到他的服事，都能够受他的影响。
And they are jealous about other brothers and sisters' success.
对一些别的弟兄姊妹的服事的一些成就，他们感到是有点嫉妒。
And John said, "No man can receive anything unless it is given from heaven."
施洗约翰却说，除非是从天上来的，人就不能得着什么。
You see what Jacob learned here.
同样的。我们知道雅各他学会了这个功课。
What did he gain? And what did he lose?
就是他所得到的一切，他所失去的一切。
What he gained is God's blessing, in God himself.
他所得到的就是神的祝福和神自己。
So if you read the passages later, he said he built the altar. He says God is God of Israel.
所以在后来雅各在他后来的时候，他做了一个坛，说。神是以色列的神。
Now he make it public, so he built an altar for that.
当他在做一个坛的时候，他实在说来就是向世界的人宣告说。
And but what he lost?
他失去的呢？
He lost ability to rely on himself.
他失去了那种要靠着自己来生活的那个原则。
Because the socket of his thigh was dislocated.
因为他的腿已经缺了。
Now he cannot rely on his own strength anymore.
也就是说他再也不能靠着他自己个人的能力来做。
So the more we lose, actually the more we gain.
实在说来，当我们失去的越多呢，我们得到的也就越多。
The more we lose ourselves, the more we gain from the Lord.
当我们就着我们自己的东西，我们失去的越多的时候，我们得到的主也就越多了。
Here today's night, he lost ability to rely on himself.
在那天晚上，雅各失去了依靠他自己的那个能力。
And he had to carry that disability permanently throughout his life.
他从此以后在他余生里边他的腿就缺了。
And now he knows how to rely on the Lord、to get or to receive everything. It had to be from the Lord.
也从此以后他就学会了他要想得到的一切东西都要从神那里来。
Even something that God originally、planned to give him.
虽然我们都知道，即使也包括那些神从开始就要想赐给他的东西。
God wants us to learn this lesson.
神要让我们学会了这样一个功课。
Our effort is nothing.
也就是我们自己个人的努力算不得什么。
Unless you have God's blessing.
除非神从天上来祝福我们。
Unless it is given you from heaven.
除非从天上赐下来的。
And Jacob's discipline does not stop here.
我们都知道雅各他的功课并不是到此就为止了。
And we know that from chapter 34 and then 35, there's other stories about Jacob.
我们知道从创世纪三十四章开始往后我们又看到雅各在学另外一个功课。
At the end of 33, Jacob built an altar called God his own God. He said, God is God of Israel.
到三十六节后面的时候、我们看到说雅各他 build 了一个 祭坛，把那个祭坛称作是以色列，把它称作献给了以色列的神。
But seems Jacob needs another lesson from the Lord.
我们都知道在那个时候雅各学会了另外一个功课。
That is, that he forgot God is God of his own house.
他忘记他就在那个功课中他学会一件事情就是神。
He forgot.、
他忘掉了。忘掉了一件事就是神是他自己就是神自己的家的神。
So he had to,be brought to that point as well to learn that very important lesson.
神必须要把他带来学会那个功课就是神是他自己家里的神。
So in the 33, chapter 33, he seems to settle down at Shechem.
我们都知道在33章的时候雅各在那个事件就 安定下来。
He bought a piece of land.
他买了一块地。
And he settled all his livestock.
他把他的羊啊，这都在那个附近就开始牧放。
They settled down at the Shechem.
他在事件，一切都安定下来了。
But he forgot about, you know, the 20 years ago that God is God of God's house.
他忘记了，在二十多年前，他曾经对神说的一件事，就是说神是他自己家里的神。
And he forgot about God's house.
他忘记了神的家。
So he settled at the Shechem.
所以当他自己在事件安定下来的时候。
And we know that 2034 is another tragedy that he had to experience.
所以说在34章的时候讲到他经历的另外一件很大的一个悲剧啊。
That's about his daughter. Only daughter that he had is Dinah.
就是关于他自己的女儿底拿。
And she went out, and she was actually eventually was raped by the local prince.
因为他的女儿被那个当地事件的一个 一个王子给强奸了。
And her brother was so raged, her brother killed all the male in that city, Sichem.
所以雅各的儿子们非常生气，把世界的所有的男子全杀了。
And then, so Jacob was so mad because then they put their whole life in danger again.
那个时候雅各又非常生气，因为他知道他又面临一个很大的危险。
Because at that time, that the different cities there, they have alliance, they're friends, they can come and attack them.
因为在那个时候，世界给周围的很多城邑的人都是结了盟的。
So if they come to attack them, then Jacob gonna lose everything again.
如果是在那个时候呢，周围的城邑的人都联合起来要攻击雅各的话，那雅各又会失去他刚刚建立起来的家业。
So he cannot settle down after all.
所以在那个时候，他实在是又不能安居下来了。
You see, and that's the time God called him.
就在那个时候，神再次呼召他。
In 35, it says, Then God said to Jacob, Arise, go to Bethel, and live there.
在35章第一节讲到说，神对雅各说，起来，上伯特利去，住在那里。
Do you know the meaning of Bethel? What Bethel means?
我们知不知道伯特利这个地方，这个名字的意思是什么？
Bethel means God's house.
伯特利的意思就是指神的家。
New Testament term is church.
在新约里边的意思就是指神，就是指教会。
Now, he forgot about Bethel.
因为那个时候雅各实在是把伯特利忘掉了。
He wanted to settle down in Shechem.
因为对他来说，他希望在世间就安定下来。
Through this tragedy, God can speak to him again.
那么通过他女儿这个悲剧，神再次对他说话。
God said, "Arise, get up."
神说起来吧，起来吧。
This is not your place to settle down.
这个地方实在不是你该定居下来的地方。
This is not your final destination.
这不是你最终的目的地。
Your destination should be in Bethel.
你的目的地应该在伯特利。
You know, it is a great milestone for a Christian to claim God as their God.
我们都知道，对于基督徒来说，一个最最重要的一个生命的一个起点就是。他们承认神是他们的神。
And you can have a best testimony as individual. You can become world's best Christian.
就是我们个人来说，我们可能会有很多很大的很好的经历，我们可以把这些经历向全世界人告诉他们说，我们是怎样经历神的。
And you are the best Christian in the whole world.
也许你在这个世界上你是最伟大的基督徒。
And that's great achievement in our walk with the Lord.
我们个人可能跟神之间的一个同行也是这样的亲密，实在说来是非常感人的。
But that's not what God really wants.
但是就是这个人的经历，绝不是神所要的一切。
God wants His house.
神要的乃是神自己的家。
God wants His church.
神要的乃是他的教会。
And after this tragedy, after then Jacob understand.
那么借着这样一个悲剧，雅各总算明白了。
And he moved to Bethel.
所以他就迁家到伯特利去。
And she started call God, God of Bethel.
神就被称作伯特利的神，就是神家里的神。
Now he fulfilled what God has in his life.
他最终让神在他身上达成了神的目的。
Many Christians fail to see the church.
对于我们很多基督徒来说，我们常常忽略了教会，
看不见教会。We focus on our daily life with the Lord, our experience, our holiness. That's all important, very important.
我们常常把自己的经历，把我们自己的那个经历放在我们个人跟神自己之间的那个交通关系上。
But we fail to see from generation to generation, God really wants is His church.
我们实在是常常的忽略到神在一代一代中想要得到的乃是他的教会。
Many Christians come to an assembly looking for a ministry.
我们很多基督徒来到教会乃是要想找到一份他可以服侍的机会。
To have his own, her own needs meet. met.
使他可以在那个地方能够感觉到他可以被别人需要。
So they don't see the church.
他们常常没有看到教会。
They see individual ministries.
他们看到的乃是一个一个的个人自己在教会中的服
侍。Lot of young people, they change churches from one church to another.
也就是为什么很多年轻的人往往从是从一个教会又换到另外一个教会又换到另外一个教会。
They see English ministry.
他们看到的是英语的用英语来的一个服侍。
Many brothers and sisters also, they go to a place, they see a ministry, their needs are met.
那么同样的，很多弟兄姊妹到别的教会去，他们发觉到在那儿的服侍能够得到满足。
But dear brothers and sisters, we cannot stop there.
但实在说来，弟兄姊妹，我们不能停在那里。
Because that's not the ultimate goal that God wants us to have.
因为这实在说来，也不是神在我们身上的最终的旨意。
From Jacob's life, we know what God really wants as a house.
因为从雅各的身上，我们再次看到神所需要的，神所要想得到的，乃是一个家。
It is his church.
就是他的教会。
So how then we should learn this?
那么从这里我们要学到什么呢？
And we know that God will teach us through all the things that we want to get from this life.
当然，我们通过这样一个人的生命，我们实在是可以学到所人所要让我们所学的一切。
When you get a job,
当我们得到一个中工作的时候
，What concerns you most?
什么是你最关心的
？A better pay?
是工资高吗
？A better job function?
还是你这个工作你能够得到一种好像很大的满足
？Or what concerns you most is your service in the church?
而是这个工作是不是能够帮助你的教会能够服侍
？When you get into a relationship，
同样的，你当要想跟人发展一个个人的关系的时候
，What concerns you most？
什么事情是你最关心的事
？Besides this mushy fuzzy feeling that you have，
是就是那个，难道只是你跟那个女朋友或者男朋友之间那个黏黏糊糊的关系吗
？When you apply to a college。
同样的，当你在申请学校的时候
，What concerns you most？
你所关心的是什么
？Besides this academic excellence，
是不是这个学校的最这个学校有多高的那个排名
？When you participate in school activities，
同样的，当你在学校里边参加各样的活动的时候
，What concerns you most？
什么事情是你最关心的
？When I got a job。
当我找到一个工作的时候
，The first thing I think about is how does it impact on my church life。
当我第一件想到的事情就是这个工作对我在教会里边的服事有什么影响没有
？Does it impact on my Tuesday prayer meeting？
是不是要影响我星期二晚上来祷告会聚会
？Does it impact on my Friday Bible study？
或者说星期五晚上的查经聚会
？Does it impact on my Sunday worship？
或者星期天早上的早星期天的主日敬拜
，We get promotion。
当我被提升职务的时候
，When you add this job requirement, would that impact on my service in the Lord in the church？
因为这个提升到新的位置，那么所带来的影响会不会使我对教会的服事受到影响
？When we want to join school activities。
当我们要去参加学校的各样的活动的时候
，We should also ask ourselves, it will impact our commitment to or attendance to Bible study.
我们实在是需要来问问自己，会不会影响我们的各样的聚会
，or Sunday worship,
或者星期天的主日敬拜。
And in this way, we always ask ourselves before the Lord.
我们实在是应该按照这样的去来寻求我们的主。
And knowing in our heart.That we can receive nothing unless it's given by us, if it's given us by the Lord.
我们心里要切切地记住，若不是从上面来的，我们不能得到什么。
And may we all receive the grace from the Lord.
愿意神把他的恩典大大的加添给我们。
Through this life of discipline, we see in Jacob.
那么通过雅各他自己所受的管教。
What is most important in God's heart?
是我们知道神心里边对神来说最最重要的是什么
？And what happened to your life?
就是你自己生命中所发生的一切事情而已。
Maybe we can start see our life, what's going on from this light.
让我们可以学习看看，在我们生命中所发生的一切事情究竟是怎么回事。
Maybe before you wonder why it happened to me, why it always happened to me.
当问我们自己为什么这些事情会发生在我们身上的时候。
Now we can see, we may find some clue, some answer from the Lord.
使我们自己可以寻求究竟从神来的启示是什么。
And may all we learn to follow the Lord.
让我们学习来跟随神的意思。
To settle down in his church, in his house.
在他的家里面，在他的家里面能够安居下来，在他的教会里。
And let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, how we wish that Holy Spirit will take your word and apply in our heart.
父啊，实在是愿意你的灵把你的话语能够带到我们的心里的深处。
So that we truly learn how to seek after you.
使我们真正的知道怎么样来寻求你的心意。
Thank you for all the blessings that you've given us.
谢谢你给我们过往的祝福。
And Father, let us all learn from Jacob.
父啊，让我们从雅各的生命中学到。
That we cannot receive anything unless it is given by you.
除非是从天上来的，我们不能得到什么。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.